Hey, what's going on, guys? So I want to make a very quick video talking about why I never fought over a female. I think it's stupid. I think it's simpy. I think it's pretty emasculating, and I think it's pretty feminine. Now, there are some things that I would defend someone, like let's say someone's getting assaulted or someone's getting murdered and stuff like that in my face. I would at least try to hold it, make sure everyone's, you know, I always do that. I'm protecting my family, my parents. Someone broke in my house, I'm going to defend them, okay? But to sit here and take a girl's word for it, or say, oh, he did something to me, and then you take it upon yourself to avoid calling the cops and get evidence and make a logical decision, and then to grab a gun and then look, hunt after the person that supposedly did something to that girl, and you shoot them and lose your life, your livelihood, your freedom. That's something I've never done. Now, I've been a simp. I've been a Super Saiyan simp for a while. I've really done some stuff for some girls because I've been engineered and taught that it was the right thing to do, and I wanted to be a good person. So that's the reason, you know, of my, anyway, I'll talk about that later, but I've never fought over a female. I've never, scrapped and gone to jail over a female just because she said something. I've never been that under control. And I have to say that it was by the grace of God that I've never been that under control over a female. I have tried to help women out. Of course, I've helped my mom out, my parents out and stuff. I've helped other women out and stuff. I've done all that I could, but I've never put myself in harm's way. If it ever gets to that point, just walk away. And that's advice from one man that's near 40 to maybe a younger man that's watching this. If you are having thoughts of going to prison for 20 years off of what your female have said to you, you need to walk away. You need to walk away. This coming from a black man, a white man, a Jewish man. Don't ever throw your life away over what a female says that may not even be true. Simply say, okay, let's call the cops. Let's gather evidence. Let's get this done. And then watch how she buckles. Because a lot of women will say, and you know what? I've heard this from a female's mouth. I'll get my brother to beat you up. I'll get my uncle to beat you up. I'll have my brother bring a gun and shoot you. Not her do the shooting, but she'll get another man to do the shooting, and he will actually do it. He'll be a attack dog. And then he ends up going to jail, and she walks away scot-free. That's bullcrap. And you know what? I think women who do that need to be associated with, like, a murder, or associated or marked with a felony. And they can't get a job after that because they're manipulative. Same thing with teenage girls dating older guys, and they know it, and they're talking to older guys, and they know it, and they lie about their age. They need to be a sex offender. I don't care. They need to be a sex offender on both ends. Well, let's get that straight on both ends. But the teenage, I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of seeing these young girls bring children in this world, and then my tax dollars have to go to agencies to take care of bastard children that they don't want or need. Sorry about that. Anyway, I never fought over a female. I never went to jail over a female. And basically, I'm happy about that. I've been a simp. I've been a punk. I've been everything you can imagine. But I've never caused to have someone lose their life. And I've never lost my life or freedom over something some girl says just because she can't handle her emotions. I've never been that type of guy. And I thank the Father, Yahweh Elohim, for preventing me from being that way, because I could have very easily been that way. I could have been that way. So that's it. Okay, bye, guys.